One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Sometimes, when you have the opportunity to help someone, you should. And whenever I see children in trouble, in most cases when I see children who need a hand, I'm right there to give them a hand. This is just a quick story about how I helped a little girl out while I was on the ski slopes snowboarding. It is said the learning curve for snowboarding can be pretty fast and hard. I've taken some incredibly difficult falls on my snowboard, cutting the wrong edge, taking the wrong turn, shifting my weight the wrong way. I've catapulted straight in the ground so hard on my butt that I saw light. I've had yard sales. I mean, I've been flying through the air cartwheeling, but I love snowboarding. And I've learned a lot watching children snowboard, watching how they do it. I've been given great advice by children. As I'm looking for my goggles, they're snowboarding by me like they're all super cool. This little 9-year-old boy was like, "Hey man, you need to hold your edge." And then he just shimmied off. But as I've progressed in snowboarding, and I can snowboard like a banshee, I've watched people. And then at Bogus Basin, on the number one lift, there's this little lip that if you don't get enough speed going down, you don't have enough speed going up. And if you're in a snowboard, that can be very challenging. I've seen many kids rumbling, stumbling, and bumbling through there. I've seen many adults struggle through there. I've seen all kinds of people unbuckle and walk their way through. And at this point, I just know where to keep my speed, hold my speed. I can just shimmy right through there. But one day, I get off the lift, I come around the corner, and I'm getting ready to make my move. I just pause there, get into my snowboard, I'm all ready to go, I'm feeling warm, beautiful day, Bogus Basin is rocking, and I'm ready to throw down on the snowboard. And then I look out down into this gully, this little gully of death for a lot of people. I just notice that there's this little 5-6-year-old girl who certainly does not have enough speed to make it up the hill. She's got good chops, though. I can see she knows what she's doing, but she does not have enough speed. And then I look up the hill a little bit, and I can see maybe it's her mother, father, older brother, family members. They're just screaming something at her and waving like, "Come on, come on, you can do it, you can do it." So I thought, oh, I need to be that person I didn't really have when I was coming up as a snowboarder. So I start cutting down this hill. I'm regulating my speed. I'm kind of making a move towards this little girl. And I got to time speed because I can't just catch her too fast or come at her too slow, or both of us are going to be unbuckled and walking up the hill. But as I start to get close, I'm starting to line up behind her, and I look up at her parents, and I give her parents the one finger like, not that finger, just the one finger like, "Hold on, I'll take care of this." And I just time the speed just right, and I come in right behind this little girl, and I put my hand on the small of her back, moving at just her pace. It was beautifully timed, beautiful speed. I came on her like a cool summer breeze, but it was winter. And I just put my hand on the small of her back and I said, "Hey, don't worry, pumpkin. I gotcha." And I just started, my speed was perfect. I just grabbed her and we started to pick up speed. I just had her and I looked down at her and she was cheesing ear to ear. She knew I was taking care of her. And I started to push her and I was looking up at her parents and I waved my little arm at her. I was like, "Okay, here you go." And we just had that last little bit of speed, and I just gave her a good push. And as she started to leave my hand, I said, "Stick with it. Stay with it. You can do it." And I just gave her this big push. And I just remember her parents looked so pleased and happy. They waved. I waved. The little girl, she couldn't really take her eyes off where she was going, and she was trying to hold her edge. And it just was one of those beautiful, mostly nonverbal interactions, but just something that's very dear to my heart, because that girl just had that most precious, beautiful look on her face. She knew I was trying to help her. I had the opportunity. I wanted her to make it. I want her to be the world's greatest snowboarder. And I just care. So I saw people in trouble, I saw a little child in trouble, and I stepped up like a superhero. Well, at least in my mind, I stepped up like a superhero, and hopefully everybody got something out of it, because I know I did.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.